Huntsville School Board and Faculty, Nashville, Tennessee, July 6, 1904. To the members of the Huntsville School Board and Faculty, dear brethren, I have not time today to write out in full the instruction that I have given to you while the board was in session, but this will all be written out soon in order that you may have it. Regarding the faculty, I would say, the Lord has pointed out to us the advisability of making changes. Our dear brother Nicola has occupied a leading position in the school for a long time, and yet the institution has not been built up as it should have been. To consent to his remaining longer would not be wise, for he would certainly be tempted to become dissatisfied, and this would lead others to feel dissatisfied. A disorganized state of things would result. I am instructed by the Lord to say that Brother Melendi, upon whom has rested the responsibility of managing the various business interests of the school, would, if disconnected from Brother Nicola, have an opportunity to prove himself. The time has come when new plans must be put into operation. Intelligent, capable men are to cooperate in making decided changes in the order of things. And if Brother Melendi feels free to unite as a Christian laborer with Brother Rogers in making these decided changes, if with much prayer and in faith, with all humility of mind, they work in Christ-like harmony with each other, the Lord will work with them and give them wisdom and grace to improve in excellency of character. He who would become master of the situation in any line of work, and especially as the head of a training school, must become intelligent, as a wise man, and by a Christian example in word and deed, reveal to his students that he obeys the words of Christ and that his character has been transformed in accordance with the divine. In many things there is great room for improvement. Come unto me, the Savior pleads, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Men often establish wrong habits that need to be exchanged for right ones. Those who fail to realize their high and holy privilege of conforming to the divine standard and neglect to remedy these defects of character are not to be chosen or retained as educators of the youth. The example of every such a one would prove detrimental to the best interests of the school. Such men are often endowed with many excellent qualities, but their usefulness is impaired because of their failure to discern their defects and the danger of unconsciously stamping these defects upon other characters. Sad it is that some men retain these defects throughout the entire period of life. By earnest, prayerful study, by counseling with their brethren and putting forth untiring effort, they may, if they choose, remedy these defects. The Lord discerns that a change for the better must be made in the Huntsville School. Every teacher, whether a man or a woman, should be an apt scholar, capable of grasping advanced ideas and putting them into practice. The teacher is ever to be a learner. By his example of industry in seeking to advance in learning, and by his untiring efforts to develop a Christian character, he is constantly to strive to lead his students to higher attainments. Educators in our schools are themselves always to be learning of the great teacher, who is seeking to draw them unto himself, that they may become complete in him, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. To Brother Melendi, I wish to say, if you choose to be kind, courteous, and respectful to the man who has been appointed to come into the Huntsville School and stand at the head, there to use his capabilities in an effort to help the students to advance, if you choose to be a kind, brotherly companion to the head of the school, and unite with him heartily in the work of making improvements in every line of the schoolwork, the Lord will be pleased. Through an unsanctified course, you would work in opposition to him and make it very hard for him.
But I know you can unite with Brother Rogers if you will wear the yoke of Christ and become a learner in the heavenly school. My heart's desire is that you should do this. It is the wisest course for you to pursue. On the other hand, if you should remain and feel that it is your privilege to criticize and thus unconsciously imbue the students with disaffection, the results would be sad. Rather than remain to do this, it would be far better for you to leave. But, my dear brother, it would be not wise for you to cherish any defects of character. Through the strength that Christ will impart, it is your privilege to grow in grace and wisdom and become a strong laborer in his cause.
May the Lord strengthen you, my brethren. May all who have any part to act in connection with the Huntsville School stand in their lot and place. Now is your time of test and trial. Act like God-fearing men. Stand in the position that the Lord would have you occupy. Do right because it is right. I have written these lines because the cause is now in great need of every hand that will work valiantly for the Master. We need faithful men who are continually growing in grace and in a knowledge of the truth. May the Lord bless you, my brethren.